Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Allison Brown and Janice Comer with the Indianola Public Library about the Harry Potter weekend in December. Indianola Public Library has several events coming up in the near future. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
We're putting on our Wizarding Weekend in December, and that is December 13th through the 15th. Thursday through Saturday, and last year we had the Yule Ball just for the teens, and it was more of a success than we could ever hope for. So this year we're doing it up even bigger, and we're including everybody this year. So Thursday night will be your letter has arrived for the young kids, and Friday night will be back to Hogwarts for the teens. That one will be grades 6 through 12 again. And then Saturday, December 15th, will be an all-day movie marathon of just Harry Potter movies. And when I say all day, I mean as long as the library's open. So 10 to 5. And that one is for all ages. Ages 6 and under should probably bring a parent. Everybody else, parents can feel free to drop off their big kids if they want to go holiday shopping. We'll have food, since it's an all-day thing. We'll make sure to feed them. Can't promise that it'll be healthy, but there will be food. So yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. At the parties Thursday and Friday night, we're going to have like a photo booth, and there will be food at those as well. People are encouraged to dress up like their favorite Harry Potter character. We'll also have crafts for the kids, and at the teen night, we'll have Harry Potter trivia. I'm very excited about Harry Potter Family Feud game that we're going to be playing. It's going to be pretty epic, I'm just saying.
You talked about ramping it up from last year to this year. Talk about what kind of you expected from last year and why it was such a success compared to what you have planned for this year.
Yeah, so last year, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, and so I really wanted to do just Harry Potter party, just solely dedicated to that. And so I planned something with the help, huge help, of our teen advisory board. They're kind of our volunteer group. For that age, we planned this party and kind of hoped for, you know, 25 people. That would have been like a great success for us. And consequently, I, you know, made 40 chocolate frogs. Those ended up going very quickly, and we ended up having over 70 people show up. It was quite crazy. It was very successful. We had Janice and a couple other people running out to get more pizzas a couple times. And yeah, we just had a blast. Everybody was so busy, but everybody was running around and there were smiles everywhere. So
what type of kids would you like to see? Because you talked about the separate kind of events for each night, and just kind of go over Thursday night, Friday night, and who's expected for Saturday.
Sure. So Thursday night will be the younger kids.
I'm sorry, it's a family event, so it'll be up to fifth grade because they can't go then on Friday. Sixth grade and up is on Friday, but fifth grade and under with their parents, with their friends, they should all come in. Like Allison said, we're going to have food, we're going to have games, we're going to have crafts. Her epic family feud is going to be much more epic than my bingo, but there may be some dabbing involved in the Hogwarts bingo, so that's always fun. So yeah, that's who should come on Thursday night is fifth grade and under. Bring your friends, bring your family.
All right. Any final thoughts on the Harry Potter weekend and kind of party coming up later on in December?
We're super excited. There's a reason we're doing it the whole weekend. We love Harry Potter so much, and we know that a lot of other people do. And we had a great, great time last year. We had a lot of people asking if they could come, and they were outside of, even adults wanted to come. Even adults with no children wanted to come, and now they can. So we're really excited to be providing that for them. And we wouldn't be able to do these big events like this without the Friends of the Library. They're our fundraising group, and they have donated a lot of effort and time and money to support us and help us do these big things. So the Wizarding Weekend is specifically, along with Summer Reading, is sponsored by the Friends of the Library.
Thanks to Allison Brown and Janice Comer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.